Okay, Hilchos Shabbos Simin Samaches. So we're talking about the door that's hanging onto a doorway. So we said, as long as it's hanging onto something, you can fix it and put it back. Samaches, but if it doesn't have, it's not recognizable with the tzir, with the pivot.
Hinge.
Hinge the pivot, right? So also little above a Shabbos, then you're not allowed to close the door on Shabbos. The kima chain also li pasach, elul itim rechaykim. Since it's not meant to be opened only, every once in a while. Vadelus ain't in the keres ladelus, and the door is not recognizable that it's a door. Nearest haneila kemoibaynus, and then when you close up the door, then it looks like you are building. Ach, imhi kshuro tluya yafa beinyan. But if it's tied on nicely and it's hanging, beinyan shaafkeshi psucha ena negreres ala aretz. Even when it's open, it doesn't drag on the ground. I'm not exactly sure what this is. Filo ena gavaya min haaretz ela kamalai nima. Even if it's only lifted off the ground, the size of a hair, nikeres hi shi delas, then it's recognizable that it's a door. Umoto linoba, and then you're allowed to close it. Meaning, I guess they had like there's like a Hamish door that would hang. It would hang off the wall. So as long as it's still hanging, even if there's no Heker Tzir, as long as then it looks like, I mean, it's not dragging on the floor, so then it won't look like it's like a random piece of wood that's on the floor that you're using to close up the door, right? It must be that it's meant to for that thing to open and close. Right, okay, Samach test. Let's say it's not tied and hanging at all. And when you open it, you totally remove it. Also, so then you can't close it up in any situation. Meaning that's a Pesach that's meant to be opened and closed. Meaning, I'm sorry, that's not meant to be opened and closed. Right, so therefore, when you put it there, then it looks like you're building. You added a door. But a opening that's meant to go in and out constantly, then you're allowed to close it. Even if it doesn't have that hinge or that pivot. All right, that's why you're allowed to open and close the door to your house. Right? Why is it not building every time you open the door, open and close the door to your house? Right, because it's very clear that that's the normal thing to do. You're not adding anything that wasn't there before. Ayin, delas azuya meluach echad. Let's say you have a door that's made out of one board. All right, so ain noyelin ba pesach she'ena asa l'knisa l'tziyah tada. Then you shouldn't use it to close up a door for something that's not meant to go in and out constantly. Vafilu yesh lo tzir, and even if it has a hinge, im ena seveves al tzireo, if it doesn't swing on the hinge, right? That meaning if it swings back and forth on the hinge, then it's mutter. But if not, the kimenjena ela meluach echad, since it's only made out of one board, right? Feinus of evasatzira, and it doesn't go on the hinges. Nira kibaina, it looks like he's building. It just looks like he's closing up an open doorway, which is not allowed. But if it's meant to go in and out, then you can be makel to close it up even with one board. But it has to have a threshold where it's clear that it's a doorway. Does nicker shu pesach, then it's good that it's a doorway. But if it doesn't have anything, it's just an opening in a wall, and you decide to put up a board there, then that mamash looks like you're building on Shabbos. Fine. Pekaka chaloin. What about a pekaka chaloin is like a tris, like the Eretz Yisrael, like shutters. Kegon luach, like a wood board or any board. A shar kol davar shesoysim v'esachlein. It's something that you close up the windows. Yechaylin my boy. So you're able to close it up. Afilu im ena kosher shom, even if it's not tied there. But who shekvar sasam boy pamachas kaidem a Shabbos? But that's as long as you already close it up before Shabbos. Aisha chashav alav kaidem Shabbos listen by. Or before Shabbos, you had in your mind that you're going to close it up. Avalim saw somebody my island. But if you didn't, you never closed it up. Vegam loy chashav alav. And you also didn't think of that you were going to close it up on Shabbos. Also, listen by the Shabbos, you are not allowed to close it up on Shabbos. Imhu davar shederach levatle sham. If it's something that you are going to levatle over there, shehei sham lizman aruch, that it should be there for a long time. Aval davar shein derach levatle sham. But if it's something that's not the derach to leave it there, el lizman kotzer, only for a small amount of time, you're going beged ukayotze boy, meaning you want to hang up your jacket in order to keep the light out of the house, mutter list them by b'cholinyan, then you could hang it up b'cholinyan. All right, because you're not putting it in the window forever. That's why, basically, if you have your window shade falls down on Shabbos. All right, so can you put it back up? So it sounds like you can from here, because that's what it was meant to do. And you didn't have in mind, if it came down on Shabbos, maybe you didn't have it in mind. So I'm not clear how the kids are saying it. I
But
based losses of chaloinus, doors and
it's
windows, afal pishein tluyos al tzirei barzel, even if they're on tzirei barzel, hinges that are made out of metal. Yeah. Okay, that's easy to put them back. Also, on Shabbos, it's also to remove them or to hang them. Hanging them is like building vamasiran havi kisaiser, and taking them off is like knocking it down. Right? Meaning, so he's saying that it's very hard to differentiate between all these cases. Why in some cases he's mekel, in some cases he's machmer. Right here, he's saying even if you're not doing it as a permanent thing, it's hanging, right? It's still aser. Okay, so that's because there's a difference between doors and because it looks, for some reason, if it's hanging, it looks like it's bina. Okay, I'm not clear on this. Ein gimel also l'chaveres habayis. You're not allowed to sweep the house. All right. Now this is back then when their floors were dirt. Then even if it was made of stone and wood. Right? Because it's a gezeira. Since most of their floors were made out of dirt, so they say if you're gonna allow you to sweep floors, then you're not allowed to then you might end up doing it on dirt. So if anybody ever gets asked to sweep the floors of the house on Shabbos, say, "I'm sorry, I can't do it." It's because the kids are Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to sweep it. Problem is that the Mishnah Berurah brings that if it's in a city where most of the floors are not made from dirt, then you are allowed to sweep, and that's the
Why
way we
why
paskin.
is it
So out
the
went that.
problem?
But you don't have to tell that to your wife when she asks you. By the Akum Mutter, but a guy could do it. What?
Why is it the problem?
What did it say?
That to do it. Why is it the problem? You're saying the problem that Mishnah Berurah
Okay.
paskins.
V'maisa al yidei shinui gadol. But if you do it with a big shinui, you're
I
going al
think
yidei
the rabbi's in a
knafas,
little
apos, and
delay.
kedaima, you use a goose feather. What?
You're delayed. You're not hearing everyone very quickly.
I don't know. Is it my internet? Is that?
Your
Someone just
internet.
asked a question and you didn't really hear it.
It's okay. Let's move forward. Yeah. Okay, we see you moving now. You good?
Recording
What
in
was happening?
progress.
You're muted.
I'm sorry.
Okay, where did I lose everybody? I don't know what happened there.
didn't lose everyone. You were just delayed. That you, someone would ask a question, you would hear it 2 minutes later.
Ah.
I don't know if everyone heard it after Ian Gimmel.
Yeah, I am Gimel.
I ain't Gimmel.
We did
Okay.
Ian Gimmel, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, Mishnah, basically, the beer hollow holds it smoother to wipe our floors.
Correct. If
Sweep
you
our
live in a
floors.
city, if you live in a city.
Meaning nowadays, we live in the cities where it's all, it's not dirt.
Correct, correct. That's why we're allowed to sweep nowadays.
What about outside the house?
No, outside the
Driveway.
house, outside the house is also not simple, but if the place comes to my if you have a cement he has a
And
cement
sidewalk?
what?
Sidewalk or driveway?
Yeah.
So we're
But
making, okay.
we're Mako, but it's not so simple. It's really not simple because the Misa, you can, you have your sidewalk right next to it is the grass.
Right,
Yeah.
dirt, yeah.
Yeah.
So really sidewalk should be answered.
Really, it should be also Lamaisa with Mako for the same reason that it's very common. I think it's the same reason. It's very common to have cement with porches and these types of things. So I said, okay, so again, I ain't give also Lachaber is a bias. You're not allowed to sweep the house. Afilu mezrutzah b'avonam minasarim, even if it has stone floors or wood floors. Pieces of wood by day, akum mutter, but a guy is mutter. But we said the Mishnah Berurah says nowadays it's mutter. If you do it with a big shina, you do it with the wing of a goose, a kadaima, mutter, afilu al Yisrael, it's mutter even through Yisrael. Right? If you go and you spit on the ground, so then you can't rub it out. But you can step on it without rubbing it in. Fine. Ayin hey, also the punis but stay near Bashavas. You are not allowed to go to the bathroom in a stay near. A stay near is a freshly plowed field. All right, because we're afraid that you might want to cover up whatever it is you did in that you went to the bathroom there. So you might want to cover it up and then you're gonna pick up some dirt and you're gonna put it on there.
So this is only number two.
Only number two, yes. Yeah, that's lifanois means to lifanois means to go to the bathroom number two.
So
Michelle Chaveira.
we're not concerned about like you help the growth of the plants
In
by
that case, not. But I think urinating would might be, but I think that's really not a problem because the urine really is going to ruin it.
is this going to ruin it? I
I
thought
don't know. I know
okay.
there's a discussion about it.
Okay.
Yeah, Michelle Chaveira. But if somebody's also lichonis, you're not allowed to go into your friend's field. Vafilu b'chol, even during the week, you're not allowed to go into your friend's field. That's trespassing. Right? Kidul kamon sim nukuf pei gimel. Fine. Ayin vav mechitza. A mechitza afilu hi arai, even if it's a temporary mechitza, im nasas lahater eze dover. If it's meant to be matter something, also la'asoysa b'shabbos of yomtiv. You're not allowed to make it on Shabbos of yomtiv. Meaning. You wouldn't be able to take, let's say, garbage cans to make an eruv around your yard on Shabbos, even though maybe, okay, let's assume that the garbage cans are not muksa, but you want to move it around in order to make the eruv, so you're not allowed to do that. Bilochain, also lasis mechitza, de vilan a kadami. You're not allowed to make a mechitza out of a curtain, or some bifnei or haner, kadeshi shamash mitase. Meaning, if you want to put up a mechitza, let's say your air conditioning, is let's say I don't know the door fell off the hinges and the air conditioning is going out of the room, so you want to hang up a sheet. That's mutter because you're not doing anything halachically. You're not making a halachic mechitza, right? But to put a mechitza in front of light in order to be able to have relations, because relations you can't have if there's light. V'chein lefnei svarim and or in front of svarim kedei l'shamish in order to have relations. So lasas tzrachim dekiyim she mechitza materas he. Since it's a mechitza materas, chaylekes shom reshus b'fnei atzma, that makes it like its own reshus. Vareze ka'ois ha'oil. It's as if you make a tent on Shabbos. Avmurta l'chasas es svarim b'shnei k'suyin zeh al zeh. What you could do is you could take the svarim and put two covers on them, right? then you're allowed to, then you would be able to do that in order to have relations. Shein b'zeh mishum oil, that's not an oil because it's going directly on top of the svarim. And if the curtain around the bed is spread out a tefach, beiminatzad, beiminlamala, whether it's on the side or whether it's on top, mutar b'shabbos lefarsa kula, you're allowed to continue spreading it out. Mishum davi rak tesefes oil araik, because that's just adding on to a temporary oil. When we know the din is, as long as there's a tefach covered, then you can extend it. And then it's not a problem. Aba masha havilan tluya tamid bekotza echad mukufeles, but when the vilan, when the curtain is hanging constantly on one side, and it's folded up, loy mitzdarav l'tefach, that's not combined to a tefach, kiven she'ena l'shem oil, because it's not l'shem oil. This comes into the, if you want to put on the hood of a stroller. So can you open up the hood of a stroller, and if you have the hood of the stroller open, can you also add like a netting or something like that to the hood of the stroller, right? So if it's open a tefach, you can add whatever you want. Same thing with the shlak. If your shlak is open a tefach, then it's no problem. But what happens if it's covering the sukkah by a tefach, but it's the rolled up part of the shlak, meaning which you didn't intend to covering the sukkah, that's just where it rolls up, but it happens to be covering it. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that that's not called covering. It has to be open a tefach, right? Fine. V'chein ha-mechitza shekairin shpanze, like some sort of wall, a temporary wall. Also l'pasa. You're not allowed to open it. Elam kein hoisa psucha ktsas me'erev Shabbos. Sometimes they have for lady sections these temporary, like an accordion type thing. So if it's open a little bit, then you can continue opening. Oh, mekufeles, but this that it's standing there and it's folded, so it is providing some sort of mechitza. Av bisha doifen rochav yosem etavach. Even though when it's folded, it's wider than a tefach le'mahani. That does not help. All right. And because he's holding that when it's all together like that, that's not considered an opening. Not a closing. Avo mechitza aray sheino oisa lahatir eiz adavar. Let's say a mechitza aray. That's not meant to be matter anything halachically. Ela lahagim b'fnei hachama, to protect you from the sun. Avo b'fnei ruach, because of the wind. Shalei chaba neiros, that it shouldn't put out the neiros, a kadoima, or anything like that. So then mutter la'asaisa, then it is mutter to make it. Right, because it's not there for halachic purposes; it's there for just whatever for sun and that type of thing. All right, fine. We'll stop there. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a fine night, everybody.
It's not too difficult, then you could text me when you're doing what's it called. I can join in Zoom. But if it's
Yeah.
difficult, I'll miss a night.
No, it's fine.
Okay.